Good morning to all who celebrate.
Good morning. Welcome back.
That's my new favorite thing to say. Good morning to those who celebrate.
Because you should be celebrating every day.
No, mostly because like I personally don't feel like it's ever a good morning. Like, I shouldn't be awake until at least the afternoon.
I thought you were trying to be like, you should be grateful to still be alive today.
That's a sweeter take on it. That's what I'll tell people.
Dead.
Anyways. But it's not even the morning. It's ripe afternoon because we're again back from an airport straight to the studio.
So friends are asking, they're like, what's Jen doing? Or like, where's Jen and all that stuff.
People are asking about me?
Yes, always.
Good to hear.
And I was like, oh, she's in Miami. I know you weren't in Miami, but I'm just going to go ahead and say that, you know, it's like, it just sounds, spreading rumors. Sounds more chic. I actually don't know where you were in Florida, but you were somewhere there. The immediate follow-up question was, how does she do so much travel when she's unemployed? So
who is that running their mouth? Tell them not to worry.
But they said it with like obviously good intention. Like, yeah. They were like,
no, I'm asking myself the exact same question. Like, let it be known. Let it be known that it's about time that I put my credit card to rest. You know, those putting the credit card in a Tupperware in the freezer.
Never done that. Never will.
Yeah. Nor will I. But like, the intention is there. I think about it pretty frequently. Speaking of being in the States this last week, I think it's
actually wild.
I know. Also, sorry. What?
It's actually wild how frequently you go.
Hey, please.
Good thing you have Nexus.
This is only second time post new administration. And I know, lame boo, tomato, tomato, tomato. But it was lots of fun, I will say. And one thing that I like about not yearning to go to the States right now, because all products are now sold in Canada. Before, yep. It used to be so special to go to like Ulta and get like
exciting
nerd clusters before they were riddling the candy shelves here. And like that spray hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Why did I spend $17 on a spray hand sanitizer? Never used it in my life. But the girlies were doing it, so.
But that was also during COVID. Hand sanitizer really popped off. That's during true. That time.
That touch line.
I wonder what the like upsell for like Purell was during COVID.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I think people are still using hand sanitizer more now than they were pre-COVID.
Good. They should.
Probably for the best. But I feel bad for Purell, because not bad for them, but I feel like they really could have cashed out if that pandemic went on a little more.
Mm, I'm a sure little they were doing while fine longer. Already.
Well, I'm still gonna stick to the theme of being away with friends. Sorry. So it was a relatively new group of friends. Like, it was a mix of folks I had met and hadn't met before. But
those are always intimidating.
They're so intimidating. Mm-hmm. Where I get so shy, as we know, we can roll the tapes back to when meeting new people and I ask them silly little questions that I just try to fill the silence. But this time I felt good. I said, I'm gonna make sure I feel comfortable. I'm gonna do my best to make other people feel as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. And thank God I did, because this is very on brand for us, I'd say. But it's good to be open about all things when meeting people initially, because I had a little bit of a mishap this weekend after enjoying a delightful, delightful dinner of mac and cheese and pulled pork. Listeners, you can see where I'm going with this story, but I was with a large group of people. We eat dinner. We then go to Mini Putt, and on my walk to Mini Putt, you know the feeling all too well. You know.
It's the cramping in the lower stomach.
Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom?
Where's the nearest bathroom immediately? You had to empty your cheeks.
I had to empty my cheeks. That's a wild to put that on merch, put that on a sweatshirt. And then they'll never know. Is it Kyle emptying his cheeks from being a picky eater? Is it me eating Piggy Mac? But anywho, the issue with going to Mini Putt after was, we're on a course. Like, I'm about to play 18 holes.
Yeah. And also, like, people are behind you waiting for your party finish. And it's like, sorry, my one friend's shitting herself.
You're like trying to keep conversation. You're probably sweating. You're like doing anything to make yourself as comfortable as possible.
That is one of the worst feelings.
Yeah, so I battled that, but it was good that I was comfortable enough with this new group of people.
When you are with that group of people and you have to excuse yourself and they're like, wow, she's been gone for like 30 minutes. Like, does someone want to check on her? You know,
she's missed four holes.
I start getting in my head, like while I'm in the stall, being like, oh my God, I've been gone too long. But
well, the first time I didn't have my phone, and that was like, I was cut off from the outside world. I couldn't give anybody an update. I was in there and I was just battling. I was
doing breathing techniques.
How can I get there as fast as possible? How can I get there as fast as possible?
To make the situation worse, no toilet paper in the stall.
Thankfully that didn't happen.
That's the worst.
But I was wearing, we're going way too deep on this story, but I was wearing a white flowy dress. So I was concerned about where it was sitting in the public, where it was pooling in the public bathroom.
I thought you were about to share with us what underwear you were wearing. No. I was like, okay.
No, I had a fear that like something was going to happen. Like my dress was going to pick up.
Poop stained dress.
Some discoloration.
That would have been so unfortunate.
That is why we need the explicit warning beside our...
Okay. Speaking of like being
explicitly
shy,
disgusting,
and going to like new friend groups and like being your whole wholehearted self, do you think the podcast is helping with that? Like, because we've talked about it before, where we are willing to share anything with the listeners, and do you think we're so open about sharing our most like intimate selves with people that you can go into these friend groups and just like be yourself? Or do
That's
you think
a good question.
No, because you and I are just talking.
I think of this as you and me having a conversation and no one listens.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's not the case, but I think it's more like a defense mechanism. Like I've used it forever with food. Mm-hmm. Like I try to bring up my picky habits well before anyone else can, or like question it. Like I'm sitting last night at dinner. We were having white people tacos, you know, old El Paso ground meat. We were having that, but there was diced onion in the ground beef.
Oh,
so
you had to pick it out.
So they said, who brought this 12-year-old picking out every individual sliver of onion? That was me. So I feel like I have to address it and like make light of it before anyone else can. And I feel like that's the same as bathroom stuff. I'm like, just in case anything happens, like I'm at the restaurant and you know, you're just like warning, you're giving a heads up. Like
that,
I just like, ate
I
a
might
very
have explosive diarrhea,
a very, a very creamy mac and cheese.
American mac and cheese too.
Really, I apologize for the start of this episode. I think that some people might be disgusted. Just us dirty girls. On that note, I think I do have a dream. I have a dream.
Okay, I was about to say.
No, this one isn't nearly as impactful. It won't go on for generations and into the history books.
What's the dream?
But I do have a dream of being a mysterious girl, and I've touched on this before. But I'm so sick of like having that urge to post everything about my life online. No one follows me. It's really only for me. I just like using it as a diary. But you know those people that like have no social media and they're like some of the coolest people ever? Oh, gotta be so envious of them.
Okay, so start now.
No, I'm trying to make a career out of it.
I need all followers I got.
I will exploit anyone and everyone in my path to make sure I can make a career out of it. But I do wish like being a mysterious girl, and they dress cool too. Like how do they know what people are wearing?
You can't find their clothes.
Like they shop, where are they like shopping? Boutique. They're heading into those stores that
you're not
I've never
into.
Looked at. They cost a lot of money. Those
they do,
but it really should be because I'm spending a lot of money to who Zara
Diva. I see mysterious girl in your future.
Mysterious girl. I sure hope so. That'd be a psychic I do want to see.
I don't know if it's come back to you yet, but you did have a dream job for me. Are you still thinking about
dream
that?
Job. I can't remember. So again, if you don't know how Kyle and I do this podcast, it's we have a notes app that just grows week by week. And we put snippets throughout our week when we want to talk about something on the pod. And we never leave enough notes. So I write things on Monday, come Sunday when we record this. No idea what I was thinking about. And one of those this week was my dream job for Kai. And I know one of them for you has always been aesthetic nurse. When we lived together, I was like, it's kind of selfish to not get
his
course.
I had a thought recently. I was like, maybe I should do it.
The studio could also double as a clinic.
I know, business, expensive.
Yeah, a tax write-off.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's also like one of those things that I've thought about. It's like, I feel like everyone's doing it now, or there are so many people that do it, that I'm like, it's like kind of lost the momentum or the niche market of it all. But I don't know.
Oh, I think there's enough fillers and Botox and going like, around that you can make.
I could. Yeah. As long as you're good. And again, marketing. But you and I are great at marketing as it shows.
Okay. Put our social media manager into the ground.
I was asked about dream job because this week earlier I was on Copilot. For those of you that don't know what Copilot is, it is Microsoft's like integrated AI. So it's like their own chat. It's so good. I love it.
Okay.
Slightly different.
I thought you were giving Airplane Simulator.
No.
Okay.
But I was asking questions when I was at Staples and playing around on the computers.
Okay.
I was like, who is Kyle Ewan? Obviously, my profession comes up, registered nurse, immediately followed with, and has a podcast with co-host Jennifer Olsen. And I said, so it's on there. So I have to just keep feeding AI our pod. That way it shows up in other people's.
I don't know how many people are Googling us on, or how many people are asking chat in Copilot about us.
Well, I was like, then one thing leads to another. And I was talking to Olivia and I was like, if you're like starting to date, like realistically, anyone you are like potentially going on dates with, you should search them in AI.
That's
because you can get so much information on there. And then it will ask you follow-up questions. Like it's asking, like, do you want to know more about their professional life or do you want to know more about their personal life? And then it will like go, it's crazy.
That's concerning because I feel like our parents always said, like everyone always like, says, like once on the internet, it's there forever. Yeah.
Well,
oh, they didn't even see this coming. They didn't think that you could summarize.
No parents thought, yeah.
It's giving us our family trees. It's giving our blood type. That's crazy. I love it.
And then it had me thinking, my blueprint. Do you remember my blueprint?
Oh my gosh, when you're in like grade 9 and you figure out what you want to do for the rest of your
life. Do you remember
what
your blueprint said you should do?
No, I don't know if I attended.
You didn't even try to do
it? Yeah, I was probably on Kids Fix or something when the other kids were in computer lab run.
Those things were always so wrong. And I feel like it's finally come a long way from now. And I'm like, what a smart way for like high school students to like go into AI and be like, this is what I like doing. These are my strengths. These are my weaknesses. What kind of careers would best fit me? Like, I feel like it would like give you a good list rather than like going into high school and being like, oh, I'm just going to do this. And then like, based off what, you know what I mean?
I feel like there, you have a future in a book or a article or something in short form of prompts you should be feeding chat. Cause I feel like all of these are like, I feel like it's easy for me to go to chat for like everyday questions that I would usually Google.
Or like what cosmetic procedure should I get?
Yeah.
Or...
I haven't done that yet. And I'm ready to be humbled. I don't know if I might be too fragile right now, but give me a couple weeks. I might throw a picture into chat and ask what
but me. Then it's kind of worrisome because it's like, if I start giving pics of myself to chat.
Oh, they have it, I'm sure.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I guess
from
so.
From all your socials.
But it's like,
stuff.
How much more, like, what can they do with that, you know? Like,
okay, social boomer. Engineering. Okay,
I don't know.
Boomer
I love
alert.
It. I'm all, I'm pro. I love it. I am a consumer of AI. But it just, I do wonder, like, it's already really popped off so much within the last year.
Yeah, it's crazy
like,
what it's going to do.
What's it going to be in 10 years?
I love it for when you were chatting through, I'm doing it for, like, interview prep and stuff right now when looking for a job. It is so good for, one, Glassdoor, because I don't think I've ever reviewed a company, so I can't really see what reviews are out there on companies I'm looking at. But chat, I will ask, like, summarize the reviews from former employees, highlight the bad ones, and highlight the top, like,
my colleague
ones.
Said that recently at work and he was like, I even looked at like Google reviews.
Yeah.
And then I read through all of them.
Well, they're overwhelming, right? Like and to be able to be like summarize this again, it's the attention span. Like I don't know how I'm going to fight it any longer. The attention span is.
Oh, do you have follow up? What's your appointment for your ADHD assessment?
Oh, I have to.
Did you have to postpone it again?
No, I did it. I did the initial call, but I have to submit my. She couldn't tell me if I was going to be eligible to like, if it was going to be covered by my insurance. So I have to submit it. That's going to take a couple.
Yeah. That's,
I don't know.
They're
business
testing
months,
you again.
Quarters. Like, I don't know when that's going to come out. But on the note of, I don't know if this is a part of my diagnosis. But I have specific lanes I drive in on the highway. It's a bit of a pivot.
You stay in the right lane usually, don't you?
No, I'm a left lane girly through and through, at least for on the highway. But I feel like that's ought to be something that's a part of my diagnosis too. So I have to make sure I bring this up to the doctor as well as bringing up with you in case you have an update for me or an answer for me. But I'm so programmed when I'm going, like I go to like the same two places weekly. One of this being here, I thought about that today. We have a hybrid work model. I'm at home most of the week and then we commute into the office, our podcast studio once a week. So I will start using that in interviews, but I find it very odd that I like stick to each, like I know when to change a lane. Like that's gotta be a part of my diagnosis.
Like you just
like when driving here, anywhere beyond like, not even like if I'm going to a grocery store, I know what lane to stay in.
Oh yeah.
I know
that's,
when to,
but that's just thinking ahead.
You think? Do you not think that's because like a little bit weird?
No, because I'm kind of like that. But it's like, if I don't do it now, I'm going to get anxious. Yes. Like, yeah. It's now or never.
Yeah, exactly. So. I'm going to detour if I don't get it.
And then it's like, I'm going who knows how much further because I missed my exit.
And like, a passenger has like the audacity to be like, you still have 8 kilometers to get over it. No, I don't. No. It's now. It's now or I'm going to be.
No, I don't think that's weird. I think that's just like comes from like driving anxiety, though.
It's all around, but this one can be focused on anxiety and on driving. Speaking of, what's your threat of choice when in road rage? Firstly,
threat of choice. What does that even mean?
Do you get road rage?
No.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Patient, little Miss Patient.
People probably get road rage at me, but no, those medians don't come out of anywhere for you. Music's on. I'm living.
If it's loud enough, you can't hear people honking at you.
Yeah.
So
ignorance is bliss.
Forget the haters. Cause I was thinking they kind of change for me. I'm like, I'm a big horn girl if you deserve it. Like, and often people deserve it. Like people be doing some silly crazy
You're a thumbs
stuff
up girl too, no.
Thumbs up is the best passive aggressive. Like it's the best when someone leaves your lane. They're behind you. They leave you and they come in front of you to like get a car length ahead. And then you just give them a like, you did
with
it.
With a little
like,
bit of a nod. Yeah,
like you did it. But my favorite is the hand. And it gets like, I've had this threat for years. I started it probably when I started driving, which was not too many years ago. I started pretty late. But an aggressive wave or aggressive hand. And listeners, you can't see me right now, but
like
it is
an
like,
angry hand.
It is like an aggressive like why yada. And it can't be stopped. I think I'm going to cause more accidents than...
Like, your hand should be at 10 and 3.
Is that it? 10 and 2? 10 and 3?
Oh, yeah. Definitely 10 and 2.
What are you? You're two-hander? You
No, I'm one hand.
Okay, but, cool girl. Only cool girls drive with one hand. Wait, I missed an important piece of American culture.
Okay. You had a dream.
I had a dream. Not something to be making light of. No. American ID culture and how,
like passport?
No, like just like when you're ordering a drink, like no matter who you are, you're getting ID'd in the States. Mm-hmm. I guess like don't take offense to that if you don't get ID'd. I guess I don't know what they ID under or over under, probably 50. I don't know if that's the rule, but why are they so much more aggressive about IDing for alcohol than guns?
Because that's America.
Like
easy as that. But
I wish it was like you were able to have a conversation with these people. Who is it? The server that's asking for my ID. They don't care. They're not the ones for bones to pick. But it's so funny to me that they're so aggressive about like checking it. And then it's like a Canadian. So there's so much like
they get annoyed and like they get like so visibly upset when they can't find it
the
on
date.
Yeah. And you have to point it to them. It's like, and they're getting so it's like, okay, relax, deep breath, please.
It's just bananas. I really do try, like, this is so funny of me, but I really do try when I'm at like a liquor store or like wherever I'm going to be getting ID'd. I really try to show my ring so I don't have to take.
Oh, so you look like my ID more out. Mature, like mature girl.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that like they don't look at me. Yeah. And they're like, oh, she's a child bride. Well, that's how I feel, but
not the child bride.
I just feel like I'm just a baby, shouldn't be married, but I am. But I always try to flex that so that they're not asking me to take it out of my wallet. Like
speaking of child bride.
Oh gosh, this might get us in trouble here.
No. People want to know more about your religious spiritual journey.
Who are these people that you're like, do you have a team? Do you have a team?
Ask
FM. External. Ask FM. You have external counsel that you're going to? My religious beliefs. That's a loaded question right now. I didn't think we'd get into that on the first season of the pod.
That was not on the notes for this week. Yeah,
he really threw me for a loop here. And I have to like carefully. No, I don't actually have to carefully cure my answer. My answer is, I think we should all try to be a little more like Jesus. What do you think about that?
Remember the acronym WWJD? What would Jesus do?
What would Jenny do?
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But that's really about it. I feel like there's been so much. I don't know why. I guess religion has always been... No, it hasn't been taboo. It's never been taboo for me. It's always been spoken about. But I feel like now it's
the beginning of time.
It's so openly spoken about. And I have a new, I probably have a new answer for everyone who asks me. Similar to when I'm applying for jobs, I can't keep one answer because I'm like, I just want to tell you something different today.
Yeah.
And they're all true. They're just like different variations. But that would be my today's variation of religion. It probably has been for quite some time. And can I do a better job at it? Sure can. But I'm sure Jesus had a sense of humor.
Like Easter just passed. And you know how like Mary Magdalene found Jesus? Like...
This is so, I don't know when we became a Catholic pod, but let's
like,
run it back.
You know how like people are like so blatantly, they like believe that she found him and he really resurrected and everything. Like, do you believe that or no? Or do you think it's just like for the stories and everything?
Oh, that's a big one. I think his resurrection had to have been true.
Okay.
I don't know if it happened. It obviously like story, like we're all telling stories and we all, you know, we add a couple fibs in there to make it a little bit
Mary
more exciting
Magdalene
for our audience.
Spreading rumors.
Exactly. Who are we to trust, MM? No, I'm actually, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of, there's definitely a lot of exaggeration in the Bible. Like, was the sea split? But I guess that's what faith is, right? We just got to believe.
Just believing.
Yeah. No, I'm actually not sure. Why do you believe that? What are your thoughts on religion, Kai? We never ask you.
I don't have
my any my team of external counsel has been asking about.
Want to know your religious beliefs? I don't have any per se. Like, I don't really follow any particular religion like closely or like really resonate with either of them. But I do think it's interesting, like spirituality. I do believe in ghosts, so I don't know where that puts things. But
okay, you believe in like, are you more of a organized religion or crystals, giving like individual religion,
witchcraft, girl on Etsy, Etsy doing tarot,
you're performing seances
or voodoo,
in your living
like
room,
voodoo magic, yeah.
You into any of those?
I love witchcraft. I'm witchy girl.
Okay, I gotta be careful.
What would
put a spell on me?
WWKD? What or WWKD? What would Kylie do?
We were in the land of Scientology this weekend.
Oh gosh,
Scientology
used to
HQ.
Live beside a sign.
And it got torn down.
Yeah.
What a sad day for the Toronto Scientologists. What if all along that's what you were a part of?
No.
No interest? They take too much money from you.
It's also just like religion's one of those things that I look like. It's like a whole nother thing that you have to learn. You know? It's like, it's work.
Yeah.
Like I already, that's just taking more time away from my day.
Discipline. Do you think it's easier to be a good person or a bad person?
I think it's easier to be a bad person. Because I think when you're good, it just, there's a lot more thought, there's a lot more practice, and I think you can inherently be good, but I don't know. I think it's really easy to fuck up and be a bad person.
That's really fair.
So
selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I like the idea of us starting our own religion.
What do you want to call it?
Simply for tax breaks. I don't really know. Don't really know. This would be our sermon. This is our weekly sermon, but we are also talking again.
Ooh.
What?
I went to Othership yesterday.
Oh, and that's giving religion. That's giving cult following.
That was interesting.
Cold plunge?
Yeah, all of it. Sound work, breathing exercises. It was like a guided meditation class.
How did that go?
Firstly, way more finance bros there than I thought.
Yeah, I told you. It's that 5 a.m. club, cold plunge girls.
Barely girls in the class. It was wild. I thought there'd be a lot.
Finance girls, aka boys.
Yeah, finance bros were there. They're intimidating. They're an intimidating presence as well. Probably just as intimidating as teenage girls.
Yeah.
But we were all in the sauna doing the like meditated guide work, and it was just like the noises we had to make as like a choir were quite interesting.
Oh.
It was like a lot of. Oh, ooh. It was like that on and on and on and on.
Okay.
And they're like, feel the vibrations going into your heart. Make each vibration matter. Blah, 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 blah.
All glory and honor is yours, almighty Father, forever and ever. Okay. So,
but yeah, I really would. I would kind of describe it as I felt 1 degree away from sipping the Kool-Aid there. It is very culty.
Yeah.
Aesthetically beautiful, very calming and everything. But it was just funny because at the end of it all, they like open it to the room and they're like, so on this journey, like, we now bring it to you guys and, like, welcoming, like, any thoughts or conversations. And, like,
this how is many weird. People are in the sauna?
There was probably 30 to 40.
Okay.
And I'm like, is this, like, group therapy? Like, are people... I was so scared people were about to gonna drop, like, really vulnerable, insecure things.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, please don't do that, because it's, like... But, like, obviously welcome people to have these discussions, but it's, like...
not around me.
But, like, it's just, like, around everybody. It yeah. was, like, is this going to become, like, a group discussion that I don't want to be a part of? Because I will be exiting. And that's on maybe going to therapy. But...
how many hands were raised?
Well, thankfully, only two people spoke. One of them, so Finance Bro, he said, you know... before coming in to the class today, I felt really nerved by my week. Never even heard of that used in a sentence before, that word. And he's like, but after today's, like, journey, I feel re-nerved. Huh? Like, what? What kind of, like...
re-nerved?
Like, re-nerved. I was like, okay.
Wait, sorry, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like,
I think re-nerved, well, the way he made it seem was, it was great.
Okay.
Another girly in front of me. So before today's class, I was feeling really excited. After today, I feel really grounded. Like, okay. What are these?
They said adjectives.
What? I was like, what are you guys? This is all common sense. This is obviously what the point of it. You're supposed to feel yeah. grounded. Like, thanks for sharing.
You think the instructor had placed those two people in case no one would raise their hands?
I don't know, but it's just funny because the instructor probably wasn't freaking vibing with those answers either, because she was like, yeah. It's like, but having to, like, be like, I'm glad you feel that way, like, you know? So it was so interesting because I was like, this is such an odd environment.
It does feel like organized religion, though. And, like, those in those,
and then everyone leaving is in line to get rose spray spritzed on their face, oh. And one by one.
Mario Badescu himself spraying everyone as they walk out.
Basically. But it was really interesting. It was, like, I loved the sauna and I loved the facility and all that stuff. But the actual, like, guided meditated work was, like, really interesting because I did enjoy it. But then it was, like, I didn't enjoy it around all those other people, you know? Like, yeah. It's a very, like, feels intimate, like,
be,
thing.
Yeah, it feels like it should, or it's, be like, so it's
smaller group size, not, like, all these people here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was quite an experience.
I would love to experience that with you because I think we do need a redo of our breathwork class.
Yeah, I was thinking about you during the class. Because, like, this would be so funny.
Because we never debriefed our Pilates class last week for I the know. Listeners.
So how did you find it?
I found
you did
it,
good. You did the class.
Barely. I would pause anytime I could. And I did it. The Pilates instructor at the beginning said, grab ankle weights if you want. Everyone but me grabbed them. And I said, okay, I'm a trailblazer.
That's okay. The I'm Pilates instructors say props are fun, not necessary.
Okay, well, it felt like peer pressure in that room, and I didn't give in, and it was too late. It was too late to then go back to the class when I realized, or to the back of the class when I realized everyone was wearing them. I said, I couldn't do the exercise anyway. I would have those for show, because that leg section she had us doing, my legs were trembling for days. So I'm glad that I didn't laugh. Like, when I'm with you, I just, like, no matter what, it's like a laugh just attack. Giggle.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so silly funny. Like, and then the one girl breathing, like, there's always one of these in every Pilates class.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners, too, for those deep breaths in the microphone. But, like, the exaggerated breath work, mm-hmm. which is good, I guess.
It's good.
That's what
it's,
they say.
It's, you're using your core.
They encourage
deep
that
muscles.
In the practice. Not when I'm around Kylie. If you're doing exaggerated breath work when I'm around Kyle, I better hope I'm wearing my Knicks underwear, because the first time I wasn't. And I peed a little. That was insane work. So I do think we need to give that another shot.
Girl at Pilates, speaking of leg series and your legs trembling,
we were
leaving. Girl fell downstairs into the coffee shop.
That's actually so sad.
Her legs gave out
That's
beneath her.
So sad.
Friday morning, 8 a.m. Like, what better way to start your day?
So what was her reaction?
Joey's expression for that was fall down Fridays.
FDF. What was her reaction? Because you either have to, like, own and be like,
I tried to, I know I wasn't gonna, like, laugh. Oh, she was mad. She was mad at herself. Like, she was, there was no laughing, which is, like,
the ego won on that one.
It's just, like, she probably didn't have her coffee yet. It was just, like, again, so early in the morning.
She was so excited, like, to get to her coffee.
Yeah, she just fell down.
She's like, get me to that espresso machine.
And then, like, obviously trying to, like, help her up and everything. And I was, like, laughed on my way out. But
that's a real feeling, though, when you walk out of a class like that and your legs are shaking. You're holding onto the railing like never before. But going back to organized religion, because this has been a topic of conversation as of late for, I feel like, lots. It's a good, like, what would your body and blood of Christ be?
Yeah.
If you were called Pope.
That's an interesting question.
I came up with the best one. I'll give you time to think of yours. Okay. Chocolate milk and white powder donuts.
That's so funny you said that, because I was going to say I would want my body to be Krispy Kreme glazed.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't, if I was approaching if I'm going up to the altar and one priest is having white powder donuts and one is serving Krispy Kreme, I don't know which one I'd be going back for seconds, yeah, for sure. I'd have a wig at the back pew so I could go up again. But what would your blood be? Oh, you're like a weird juice, like a cranberry juice. Like,
yeah, or orange crayon. No, not, I wouldn't say that.
No, that wouldn't get people to the church. It needs to bring congregation. We'll just make the Catholic Church. Wait, that might not be a bad idea. Catholic Church, but revolutionized. We just make it fun. Like the same, like we still do the bops, like the all glory and honor is yours.
No, we should not do that, because then people
check
are
in getting, on your friends. Yeah, check, yeah, in on your friends who are getting
honestly
pretty religious. Speaking of people you're a little bit worried about and scary people, this is more like scary might not be the right word, but it is a concern of mine. Seeing people in public texting by using like the drag keyboard.
That is wild.
Wait, that actually scares me. I don't know how.
They're living in 2035.
No,
like,
no.
That's no joke.
That is concerning. I think they definitely are chipped. Like, they definitely are chipped, because I don't even know how they...
like, do that.
I don't even know how it works. But seeing people do it and, like, seeing older folk do it, I'm more concerned. Because I'm like, how did you learn how to do that?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever really pick that up either.
No.
Like,
or turning your phone to the side to type sideways.
No, that's not
another,
okay.
That's, like, check that's, in on those people.
Yeah.
Imagine your friend started dating a guy who turned his phone sideways to text. Okay, well, I saw a funny tweet the other day. Tweet. I'm not on Twitter. It was a TikTok or something. I saw something that was red flags in men. And one of them was if his Instagram following looks like he does lashes for a living. Like, he's following more than 1,000 people, which I'm almost certain my husband does.
I follow more than 1,000 people.
Really?
Which is wild, because I feel like I feel like I don't like
see
we kind of talk.
Feed. Yeah. I'm telling you,
but
I don't understand why do you even follow people anymore?
I don't know.
It's not going to show you anything. Because
it's too much work to unfollow people. If I was to like start over, I'd just have to make a new Instagram.
Remember I did that a couple years ago? Like, I wanted to go on this purge. I was like going through life crisis and I just wanted to like rid myself of anyone in my old life, aka me before growing up. And I went through this crisis. I unfollowed like so many people on Instagram. And then one girl commented on my photo saying, "Thanks for the unfollow," and then blocked me.
That's so
that
weird.
Was
That's...
crazy behavior.
People...
How do people even know?
No, what's the wildest thing? It's like the people that do that online, but like, there's no way they would say that in person. You know, it's like people have
keyboard
so much
warriors.
People have so much balls behind the screen.
I'm a keyboard warrior. I'm going to be honest. I sit on those. Again, I have to own my flaws. And one of them is sitting on MAGA live streams
and just,
on TikTok. And I just fight these people. Like, I get so infuriated with the things they're saying and like the
MAGA live streams would be too much.
No, they honestly all believe that they are smarter than any of like the world's top doctors, researchers. They think they are smarter than anybody else. So I have to be little old me, little old uneducated me is sitting in there and I'm fighting these people. So if you were to ask ChatGPT a summary of my TikTok, like the comments I've made on TikTok, I should actually do that. And before I suggest and other see, people yeah. do, because I would be concerned.
Just to like make sure.
I'm fighting people.
That is funny.
Left, right, and center.
Well, and they're going to think you're the radical left wing in the chat.
Exactly. Who invited the rad left? And why did you want to talk about brand deals / trips this week? Did you have some exciting news for us?
I so wish we had an invite for a brand deal.
Oh, let's before you even dive into that story, can you please, let me set the scene for when Kai texted me earlier this week and he said, this is huge or big announcement with an attachment, and the attachment wasn't loading. And I was like,
we got a big follow. Oh my gosh,
somebody listened to us. That's really exciting. And I was so excited. I thought it was like some celebrity that Kyle's in the mix with, even though we appreciate all listeners, but I just thought it was like a big name was listening to our pod. And let it be known that the attachment was a screenshot from his Uber Eats order of the Oreo Cheesecake McFlurry.
And they're delicious. So
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous you had that without me.
Mm-hmm. And the strawberry cheesecake one was also really good.
Maybe for our 10th anniversary, our 10th episode anniversary, we can go to Queen and Spadina McDonald's, sit in and enjoy a McFlurry, an Oreo and cheesecake
McFlurry. I've never sat there.
I think we should do a live podcast from that McDonald's.
You can ask your questions.
What questions?
Questions to all the people at Queen and Spadina McDonald's. I'm sure you get some interesting answers.
What do you do for a living that you're able to be out here during the day? What do you do for a living that you're out walking about a Tuesday at 2 p.m.?
That's a low blow.
Yeah. That's a low blow. Yeah. Okay, but sorry, back to your brand deals.
Brand deals and trips. As much as I would love to be going on one, we're not. But I was just watching other people. I was just enjoying other people going on brand deals. And those freaking like businesses like invite all these influencers to go on these things. And it just looks like camp for adults, you know, like
but not fun.
Weekend camp.
It doesn't look fun. Did you see one that looked fun?
No, but it was just like I felt like I was like it just like adult camp. It was like such an interesting way of kind of describing those things, but
I just feel like
I don't know if I would have fun at them,
but we're always welcome. In case
yeah, this probably isn't good for us to say we're never gonna get invited.
No, I think that like the tricky thing about a brand trip is the need to produce content, like that's why you're there, and you're there for like brand exposure. You're not actually
just like
meanwhile fun. We would just be there and like we would be ripping like campfire games and like what we want to do for fun and like not even have our phones available. And then we'd probably never be invited back. But I feel like that should be the new approach for these trips, and that people are just excited to be there. And then it has like a more authentic. And like build
connections with like the people that are there. Exactly. Because that's another thing. These branded, like you're not really, I mean, they probably are networking. They need to, because it's like, that would be so important for them. But it just seems like fake still, you know, but who are we to say?
Wait, but I have an idea for this. Cause I think if we were to ever organize one, don't know that we would ever be in a position to need to, but if we were to ever organize one, and brands, if you're listening, you can take this advice for free, just share a podcast. I think one thing I would do would be like no phones, and then I just took that, I'm pretty sure this has been talked about for Coachella at least, but no phones, and then make it like pure camp vibes, where it's like you're just like having the best music playing at all times, you're sitting by a fire, there's no phones
in sight,
and then you can
recap
like, and you have a professional photographer like that, and then that person is in charge and like capturing the real moments, and then that be a more like honest experience. Why do you have 0 to 100 diet and exercise? Is there
I wanted to talk about that last week and we kind of forgot to, but as we both know it, I am not 5 a.m. girl, but I'm 7 a.m. girl now.
That's pretty close. You are also so not disciplined.
Me. Like, if anyone knows me, I sleep into like 3 p.m. sometimes. Yeah, but went from 7 a.m. the other day, I went to like 7 p.m. Like, I was going every 12 hours Pilates this week.
You went twice a day?
Yes. And
you're
I'm like
costing that studio money.
I know. The Bella, the owner, even said, she's like, you're not going to leave any room for other people. I'm like, oops, sorry about it. Like, I literally went from 0 to 100. And then you also made a TikTok recently about diet, when you're like, I go from having green smoothies to almonds to not eating chocolate to cake. Having chocolate cake.
No. It's all a mental thing for me. Like, it's not like, okay, I'm going to be so disciplined today. I'm eating, I don't even know what healthy food is. Like, to me, it's only smoothies. But I'll eat something. I'll tell myself I'm going to eat only healthy. And then I'll go and buy hot tamales. And then, like, oh, I've already lost a day, so let's try again tomorrow. So I don't even get to a point where I'm like at the studio and then like I mess up. So you've done so well to be, that's the 180 you've taken is actually astonishing.
But do you have anything to share about diet and exercise? Exercise?
Two words not in my vocabulary. Don't diet, don't exercise. I feel like I tell myself if I lived in the city, walking would be my exercise. And Pilates, like Pilates is so accessible here.
Yeah.
Accessible is a stretch. It's so expensive. Definitely not accessible. But just in terms of like geographically, like,
it is a much more walkable city. We don't really
have too many Pilates studios in the suburbs.
Also, you could walk, and that's the longest walk ever. Like, imagine you're walking to a grocery store in the suburbs.
I just wouldn't. It's like walking in the States. You just feel like people are looking at you funny. Like, they're obviously not from here. We don't walk in this country. That's how it feels to walk in the suburbs.
Yeah.
So I justify it and tell myself that I will get fit once I move to the city. Good thing I can avoid that by never moving to the city. So we'll see how that goes. But no, I tell myself summer's around the corner. I need to do better. But I don't have enough of a desire. Like, I love chocolate milk and white powder donuts. Yeah. Don't ask me to give that up.
I don't think you should ever give that up.
Just balance it with, you're telling me to balance it with working out.
With walking?
I really should. But no, I simply don't have enough of a care for that.
On another topic of what we should probably do doing better, the financial savings.
Why is everyone bringing this up so much?
I know, but
I don't have a job right now.
No, I'm not saying your particular financial savings.
This is an intervention. This intervention. You brought me here.
Jakey asked me. No, just kidding. But it was more so about like the financial saving TikToks, and it was so funny because I came across one where, like, you know when you see them and they like tell you this is how much money you make, this is like the rule you should be following. If you save this much money for like a year, you'll have like $25,000 that can go on a down payment and all, like those ones. Hate those ones. But I saw such a funny one recently where they were like, like if you stop getting iced coffee and you save that $7, and so like when they do all the math and stuff, they're like, you'll have the $24,000 for a down payment on your first home. But I'm never going to be able to form, so keep enjoying that $7 iced coffee each day.
They said that's still not enough for a down payment, so forget it. That's kind of like that's the final financial advice we're giving.
Yeah, it's the Gen Z financial advice. Yeah, as long as you're saving a little bit, as long as you're doing something, then you're okay. You'll get by in life.
I feel like
as long as you're doing better than yesterday, or great.
And we're talking mentally. We're not talking financially. So long as whatever you're buying is making you happier,
then you don't know what's happening to you tomorrow.
Exactly.
You truly don't.
So I feel like previous generations really like set their families up, or tried their best to set their families up for generations. Generations is a stretch, but set their children up financially and just be more responsible with finances. I'm struggling. My kids can struggle too. You can figure it out.
If I can do it, you can do it too.
Figure it out. It's character building. That's such an awful, like, if I ever have kids, what is the children's services?
Yeah. Someone call CPS on this girl's stat.
They're going to be calling children's aid.
You're going to be on the blacklist and you're not even pregnant yet.
Children's aid? Is that even what it's called? Yeah, I'm going to get called because mama just wants to go shopping for herself. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to change, obviously. I'm going to mature. But I do like that sentiment that we don't need to be changing. We don't need to be worrying about, it's not going anywhere anyway.
But like I said, as long as you're saving a little bit, then you're doing great.
Financial. This is going to be a topic. This is going
to
be a segment. Does it
make sense to have babies financially? Is that where you're going?
No. This is going to be a rolling segment with us, is financial updates and how we feel about it. And I guess we're just putting it all on the table. I didn't think I was going to be unemployed so long that my Botox was
you're
wearing like off. Oh, so I'm gonna be due for, my forehead has a little too much movement for my liking, and I'm still not working. I didn't plan accordingly for that one, let me tell you. In this job market, plan
how long
for,
did you think you were gonna be unemployed for, like, what, like when you left, were you like, okay, I'm taking this month, 2 months, 3 months? Like,
I don't think I didn't have expectations on myself, and I didn't want to have expectations on myself because it was like, it was just too much at the time, like with that job and stuff. No hate, no shade. I just needed to figure that out, so I didn't put pressure on myself, and now the pressure is getting worse.
Now the wrinkles.
The forehead is the really movement. Moving. And she told me when I was getting Botox, it was only my first time in the winter, but she told me that like people who have strong muscles, I think it's especially true for
masseter.
Your jaw. But I got in my forehead because I have really strong brow lines and I can't hide it. Like if you irritate me, my brows are like, they're like an emoji. They move so quickly. They're giving 11. What does that mean?
You're 11.
Oh, like I thought you meant like, I thought that was like two straight across ones. Like my eyebrows that way. No, but my eyebrows are so powerful and I can't help them. The muscles just, they work for me. I don't have no poker face when you irritate me. And she said, if your muscle is too strong, it's going to wear off. But I didn't think it was going to wear off this soon. So,
you know what's good? Like cognitive behavioral therapy is like going on the websites, thinking you're going to buy something and then reminding yourself, no, don't do it. And then just close the tab.
You learned that in CBT?
I learned, that's just a good trick I learned.
Okay.
For my spending habits.
It's kind
of. I'm willing to share it with y'all.
Okay. I quite like that. It's kind of like when you want to eat a bag of white powder donuts and then you put a bikini on and then you say, okay, I don't need these white powder donuts.
Or just eat the white powder donuts and a bikini. That's a good.
That'll do it. That'll do it, donkey. In light of Joan Rivers, well, it wasn't like a memorial. They had like a, they had a service for her the other day.
Joan Rivers?
Yeah. What is
Where
that called?
Where did they have a service for her?
It wasn't a service. It was like a fun, like there was like comedians, Nikki Glaser performed.
Oh, like a little like a memorial kind of thing? Like a roast, but like she's dead.
The best part about this is people probably listen to this and they know exactly what we're trying to say. We're like, we have like, we're using our two brain cells and we're trying to come up with something. Whatever it was, in light of that, in light of her passing and her legacy,
she's been long gone.
We should bring Fashion Police back.
Yes, I honestly think so. Fashion Police last night when I was at the bar, girl wearing.
Also, you have to, we have to, let listeners know that I was listening to our thing back and we use our accent and we drop our words a lot. And I think people think we just speak like that. Well, we do just speak like that.
We do just speak like that, but
girl wearing, but
so, I was at the bar last night. This girl had to charge her phone. So she came into our booth because there was an outlet and she's like, can I charge my phone? Obviously we're not going to be like, no, because that's just rude. But it's also like, I would never even ask to go into someone's booth. She just stood there right beside us while we were all sitting on the couch, holding her phone plugged in. Just like,
was she on it? Like she was like,
On her phone the entire time.
Why was she even out if she's like scrolling?
But
she's like scrolling
the best part was she was wearing Lululemon camo tights with heels. Open-toed heels and like a nude tank top with a dupe Chanel like bag. And I was like, what is going on here? Fashion Police was on it last night.
What was that? They used to have a segment on Fashion Police called Celebrity or Streetwalker. And they would
I don't know. Again, I like anyone can wear anything they want. I'm not to judge.
even though you may end up on
even
next
though
week,
I just read her to Phil
end up on his hit list next week. That's fair. You do see some and they'll just raise an eyebrow. Your eyebrows shouldn't be raised though.
But honestly, kudos to her because she did look different than everyone else. So
she stood out.
Because remember how we were saying how like
she was giving military.
She was giving something because all the other girls were giving the like mid-rise Abercrombie or curvy love jean with black tank top, as we said, with like white sneaker. Bring the high heels back. That's what like I love when a girl's out with the high
heels.
I'd like
to see you try.
I did in Mexico on
I'd
that
like
cobblestone
to see you
road.
My calloused up bunion up toes cannot be in anything but an extra
That's
wide
my
sneak.
Fashion Police says bring the heels back.
No. Bring back
Bring back my.
I was gonna say productive fashion. My brain is absolutely elsewhere right now. Bring back like ergonom. Bring back
functionality.
Functional fashion. Simply not the word I'm looking for. Bring back supportive shoes.
Okay, sorry. If you want to be mysterious, girl.
Say it with your chest.
You need to be wearing like a little kitten heel or something.
Oh yeah, the mysterious girl on King Weth wearing her little kitten heel. She's so
mysterious
with her low exposure photos. She's so mysterious. What is she up to? Where is she?
Do you have a punchable person this week?
Well, I was at Costco and punchable people are the people who leave their carts in the middle of the parking lot. It takes up like parking spots at Costco are already so beyond precious. Your cart does not need one. You lazy rat. Like take it to the cart hut.
I honestly think there should be CCTV footage by the way you return Costco carts or just carts in general.
Yeah, for all grocery stores.
Because if someone gets like their car damaged because you didn't put it, that should be on you. And the CCTV footage should find you and you should be ticketed.
That's a good idea. I'm in full support of that. I'm also in full support of citizen's arrest being a little bit more accepted, because I would love to put people...
Who do you want to arrest?
Anybody. Like, if I see you leave your card out, citizen's arrest. Stealing. When watching people steal, I want to put them under citizen's arrest. I know that's unsafe, mm-hmm. but I wish it was more widely accepted. I've never seen someone do it, but I think that might be good.
Anyways, we have...
expression of the week. Expression of the week.
Cut the Gordian knot. Would you like me to spell Gordian?
Yeah, please.
G-O-R-D-I-A-N.
Is that a capital G? Is it like a proper noun?
Yeah.
Gordian is a proper noun.
Yes.
So it's like a place or something.
Would you like to see an example of how it was used in a sentence, if that may help you? Faced with endless red tape, she cut the Gordian knot by launching her own startup instead.
Oh, she went against the grain?
Kind
of. Because if there's like loads of red tape, then, and she did something different, she...
It was to solve a complex or seemingly unsolvable problem with a bold or decisive action. Okay. And the origin, this phrase comes from an ancient legend. Alexander the Great was faced with a knot that was said to be impossible to untie. Instead of struggling with it, he sliced it in half with his sword. A bold situation to a difficult problem.
Okay, that sounds good. I like it. We've educated.
Done everything.
I like that we've brought people to religion. That's exactly the opposite of what we're trying to do. But if we helped you find religion. Christ today, we're going to start our own religion. Guest speaker is Trisha Paytas.
Oh, I would love that. There's so many people I want on this podcast. But
we'll keep picture listening. Them on the altar instead.
Keep listening, and maybe one day.
One day we'll be sitting we'll here with them. Trish and Moses and her babies. Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. Sorry for the low. I feel like this was a low energy pod.
It's giving rain.
It's muggy outside.
But also, we couldn't be high energy. Like last week was high energy. Last week was high energy.
Comma energy.
Yeah. So we'll
run it back next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.